And this is Tate Servance with your news for the hour. And this news update is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. And Morel Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy Zero Turn Mower dealer, with a large selection of brand new golf carts in their new location on North M53 just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. And in local news, proposed recall sponsor Deb Mendrick turned in recall petition signatures to recall some Elmwood Township Board of Trustees members. Mendrick gathered signatures from Rochelle Brown, who is a township trustee, and petitions for Pam Brinkman, who is the township clerk. Although petitioners only had to gather 120 signatures to move the proposed call to an election, more than 60 extra signatures were collected on each in case some didn't pass inspection. Recall sponsor Bunny Porter turned in a proposed recall petition for Evan Lowry, who is a township trustee as well. There were approximately 183 signatures on that petition, which exceeded the required 120. The Tuscola County Clerk's Office will now begin the review process to determine if there is enough qualifying signatures to trigger a recall election for both positions. According to County Clerk Jody Fetting, if more than 120 signatures are verified, the issue will be on the May election ballot. And Senator Gary Peters of Michigan has introduced bipartisan legislation aimed at making federal grants more accessible to smaller communities and organizations. The Streamlining Federal Grants Act addresses challenges faced by rural areas and under-resourced entities that struggle with complex grant application requirements. The bill mandates that federal agencies collaborate with the Office of Management and Budget to standardize and simplify grant procedures. Key provisions include clear funding opportunity descriptions, upgraded grant management software, and uniform data standards for reporting. Agencies would designate senior officials to oversee these improvements, and Peters argues the current system disadvantages communities lacking dedicated grant writing staff, preventing them from accessing crucial federal funding. The legislation seeks to reduce administrative burdens and ensure equitable distribution of resources. Support for the measure comes from diverse Michigan stakeholders, including nonprofit organizations, municipal leagues, fire departments, universities, and community colleges. Supporters emphasize that simplified processes would allow organizations to dedicate more effort to serving constituents rather than navigating bureaucratic requirements. The bill represents a bipartisan effort to modernize grant administration and expand access to federal funding opportunities across communities of all sizes. And a Michigan court has granted Don Gerald Dean's application to set aside a 2015 assault conviction, acknowledging its negative impact on his career, advancement, and his clean record over the past decade. Judge Gerald Prill, presiding over the case, noted that the 52-year-old service technician for Goodell, a Swiss company, was prevented from moving into supervisor roles and accessing military and government installations due to the conviction. And in order for him to travel to Canada for a supervisor position that they would like to offer him, it would require that the charge be dropped from his record. Dean, who previously worked for the Department of Defense in Iraq, testified that setting aside the conviction would enable him to return to helping soldiers. The court concluded that removing the conviction would allow him to be involved with military installations assisting troops, which was deemed a very important consideration. The order to set aside the conviction has been executed as of this time. And we will be right back after this message from one of our sponsors with some national news.
You asked, and we listened. The Google Pixel 10 and 9A have officially arrived at Thumb Cellular. You can now get both in sleek obsidian black at incredible Thumb Cellular low prices. For those who love Android phones, the Pixel is for you. It features the purest form of Android OS and comes with 7 years of free updates, so your phone stays fast, secure, and feeling fresh for years to come. With the power of Google's Tensor chip and built-in Gemini AI, it's designed to help you do more, smarter, and faster. And if the Pixel isn't what you're looking for, don't worry. Thumb Cellular has something for everyone, including a free phone with an upgrade or a new activation. Terms and conditions apply. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for full details. Or check out all the current offers at thumbcellular.com/deals. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb since 1991.
Can't wait to communicate with you.
And we are back with a little bit of national news for you. The 4-person crew of Artemis II, Commander Reed Wiseman, Pilot Victor Glover, and Mission Specialist Christina Koch, and Jeremy Hansen is entering the final, most intensive phase of training at Johnson Space Center. This week, the crew completed a series of trial-by-fire simulations designed to test their response to catastrophic system failures during the 10-day journey around the moon. Launch directors noted that these simulations are more creative than past missions, reflecting the unique challenges of deep space travel and modern digital cockpit. Artemis II remains scheduled for a February launch, marking the first times humans will visit the lunar vicinity in over 50 years, and serving as the final bridge before the Artemis III landing attempt. And genetic researchers have published a study suggesting that dog breeds began to diversify approximately 11,000 years earlier than previously believed. The findings, based on ancient DNA analysis, indicate that early canine-human bonds were more complex and geographically widespread than historical records have indicated. This research provides new insights into the migration patterns of early human settlements and their reliance on domesticated animals. The study is being hailed by the scientific community as a significant advancement in understanding the coevolution of humans and dogs. And we will be right back with international news and your obituaries after this.
Why buy an overpriced tractor from the other guys when you can purchase an LS tractor at incredible savings from us at Morrell Equipment of Bad Axe? This is Kevin Morrell. Before you purchase your next tractor, stop in and check out the features and pricing we can provide with an LS tractor at Morrell Equipment in our new location at the north end of Bad Axe, just east of Meyer. There's no obligation. From 25 horsepower to 101 horsepower, LS compact to heavy-duty LS utility tractors and attachments. Come see why LS tractors are the best value for your hard-earned dollar. Our new facility in Bad Axe offers more convenience, more selection, and top-notch service. Whether you're tackling farm work, landscaping, or heavy-duty projects, LS tractors deliver the reliability, power, and efficiency you need, all at lower pricing than the other guys. So come visit us at Morrell Equipment at the north end of Bad Axe, just east of Meyer. We're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30, and Saturdays from 8:30 till noon. Or call us at 989-553-2460. LS Tractor, excel in your field.
And we are back. In international news, a new report from international science historians warns that ghostwriting in scientific papers is significantly damaging public trust in research. The report argues that corporate influence over academic publications often obscures the true authorship and potential conflicts of interest. The study calls for more transparent peer review processes and stricter disclosure requirements across international scientific journals. Researchers emphasize that maintaining the integrity of data is essential during turbulent times for global science. And new data released this week shows that deforestation in the Brazilian Amazon fell by 11.08% over the past year, reaching its lowest level in 11 years. This continues a 4-year downward trend attributed to the resumption of federal enforcement plans and the creation of a specialized secretariat for deforestation control. While the reduction is hailed as a success ahead of the COP30 climate summit, environmentalists noted a concerning shift. While clear cutting is down, progressive degradation caused by forest fires has increased. The state of Mato Grosso remains an outlier, showing an increase in deforestation, even as neighboring states like Roraima and Rondônia saw drops of over 30%. And we have some obituaries for you for this hour. Donna Marie Sageman, 95 years old, passed away January 30th, 2026. She was born on December 16th, 1930 in Brookfield Township. And on October 17th, 1953, she was united in marriage to Frank W. Sageman at the Owendale Community of Christ Church. Donna is survived by her two sons, Richard and Ronald, and her four grandchildren. Funeral services will be held for Donna at McAlpine Funeral Home on Thursday, February 5th, 2026 at 11 a.m. Visitation will be on Wednesday, February 4th, 2026 from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. and visitation Thursday prior to the service at 10. Burial will take place in the spring. Memorials may go to the donor's choice, and condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. Madison Jean Haleski, 26 years old of Saginaw, passed away unexpectedly on January 29, 2026. Maddie was born on February 8, 1999, in Bad Axe. Maddie is survived by her mother, Lynn, her father, Leonard, sisters Amanda, Jamie, her two nephews, her grandparents Anthony and Jean, as well as aunts, uncles, and many cousins. She is preceded in death by her grandparents Stanley and Dorothy. Mass of Christian burial will be held on Wednesday, February 4th, 2026, at St. Hubert Parish Sacred Heart Catholic Church at 11:30 a.m. Visitation with the family will be on Tuesday, February 3rd, 2026, from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. at McAlpine Funeral Home in Bad Axe, and also at the church on Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11:30. Memorials may be offered to Thumb Animal Shelter in Elkton in Maddie's name. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And right now at the station is currently an overcast 15 degrees with winds coming out of the north at 12 miles per hour, making it feel like 1 degree outside. And that was your news, weather, and obituaries for the hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net for all of those at any given time.